Hallelujah. What another wonderful day like this. Beloved, we thank God for giving us life. We thank God for making it possible for us to see another beautiful day, the sixth day of the month of August, year 2021. I just want you to say thank you, Jesus, seven times. Let's go together. Thank you, Jesus. 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 For the mercy of God over our lives, we thank you. Father, we thank you for what you have been doing. We thank you for what you continue to do. Thank you for the extension of your mercy over our lives. Thank you for giving us life. We worship your name for our family. We worship your name for our neighbors. We worship your name, Lord, for all workers who are working with us. We worship your name for our children, wherever they are. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we worship you. We worship your name for the church members. We worship your name, O Lord, for your mercy and love over our lives. We say thank you, Father. We say thank you, Jesus. If you are joining us for the first time, this is I Voted Prophetic Decree program that come up between the hour of 12 midnight and 1. And this program has been a benefit to many people. This program has promoted many people to the next level. God has used this program as a solution to many lives. God has used this program to break the yoke of darkness. God has used this program to redeem people from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. God has used this program as a solution to many, many lives. I want to thank God for making it so. And I want to appreciate what God has been doing. And I also want to thank everybody right away connecting to us on this program. May the Lord God answer your prayers in the name of Jesus Christ. In this program, I used to pray on the oil, a bottle of oil. I used to pray on a bottle of water. Even if you have a mantle in your hand, like a cloth material, I pray on it also. And I pray on your requests. And I'm believing God that God will answer our prayers. God will make our voice a voice of authority. God will make our voice a voice of power, that things will come up as we decree in the name of Jesus Christ. Please begin to appreciate the Lord. Begin to magnify him. Take any worship song and bless his name. Blessed be thy name of the Lord. You are worthy to be praised and adored. Though we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be thy name, blessed be thy name, blessed be thy name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. I want you to pray this seven prayer point very aggressively. Say, blood of Jesus Christ, overshadow me and my household in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, overshadow me and my household in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, overshadow me and my household in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, overshadow me and my household in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, blood of Jesus, scatter every evil meeting summoned against me in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, scatter every evil meeting summoned against me in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, scatter every evil meeting summoned against me in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, scatter every evil meeting summoned against me in Jesus' name. Pray, say, blood of Jesus, set ablaze every covenant of witchcraft where my picture has been submitted in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, set ablaze every covenant of witchcraft where my picture has been submitted in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, set ablaze every covenant of witchcraft where my picture has been submitted in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, set ablaze every covenant of witchcraft where my picture has been submitted in Jesus' name. Pray, say, every witchcraft animals walking in the night against me, die by fire in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft animal walking the night against me, die by fire in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft animal walking in the night against me, die in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, powers pressing sand against my moving forward, die In the name of Jesus, powers pressing sand against my moving forward. Here, in the name of Jesus, powers pressing sand against my moving forward. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say anything buried in the ground against my progress be exhumed by fire. In the name of Jesus, anything buried in the ground against my progress be exhumed by fire. In the name of Jesus, anything buried in the ground against my progress be exhumed by fire. In the name of Jesus, anything buried in the ground against my progress be exhumed by fire. In Jesus' name, pray. Somebody need to pray this prayer very well, because there's something buried against your husband. You are going to pray. Say anything buried in the ground against my marriage be exhumed by fire. In the name of Jesus, anything buried in the ground against my marriage be exhumed by fire. In the name of Jesus, anything buried to the ground against my marriage be exhumed by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Pray this one. This is an extra one. Pray very. Say powers using witchcraft to control my life. In the name of Jesus, powers using witchcraft to control my life. In the name of Jesus, powers using witchcraft to control my life. In the name of Jesus, powers using witchcraft to control my life. In Jesus' name we pray. There's somebody that may need to take this prayer and pray for 10 minutes. Pray this prayer for 10 minutes aggressively, and the Lord will begin to work wonders in your life in Jesus' name. Yesterday, I was talking about connecting to the season of new beginning, because it's the month of August and it's a month of new beginning. And by new beginning, we mean a season of new level. We mean a season of open door, a season of a new chapter, a season of change, a season of multiple celebration, a season of open reward. It's a season of increase indeed. If you can connect to this season of new beginning, then you begin to move forward. Beloved, no matter what happened in your life or what has happened in your life, the Bible says there is a promise of new beginning. God has promised us that is going to give us a new beginning. God has promised us that is going to bring us into a new beginning. God has promised us that He, yes, is a God and He knows what He's doing and is going to put us to see a new beginning. Oh, He said in Isaiah chapter 43, Isaiah chapter 43 verse 18, He said you should forget about formatting. Forget about the things of old. Do not consider about former things. Do not think about the things of old. But I will do a new thing. He said, behold, in verse 19, I will do a new thing. God said, I am aware that you went through some terrible experience when you were a child. Oh, I am aware that when you were living with your sister, with your brother, they suffer you. Yes, I'm aware that when you are living with your brother, your sister, they took away your glory. Yet I'm aware that your womb was stolen when you are growing up. Yet I'm aware that last year things were not working very well for you. Yet I'm aware that you lost a lot of money to the enemy. Oh, but I'm saying I want to do a new thing. And what I'm going to do now, there will be a well in the wilderness, and there will be a river in the desert. He said, behold, I will do a new thing. And shall you not know it? I'm going to do something that will make you amaze yourself. I'm going to do something very strange that will make you to know that I'm God. And you yourself, you will know it. Is I will make a way in the wilderness. In the wilderness where there's no way, I'm going to make a way. I'm going to give you a surprise package. I'm going to do something uncommon in your life. I'm going to tell people that it's good in serving God. I'm going to make a way in the wilderness and a river in the desert. So God is promising us that there's going to be a new beginning in our marriage. God is promising us that there's going to be a new beginning in our career. God is promising us that there's going to be a new beginning in our academies. God is promising us that there's going to be a new beginning concerning our health. God is promising us that there's going to be a new beginning concerning our finances. God is promising us there's going to be a new beginning concerning our business. God is promising us there's going to be a new beginning concerning our family and ministry. And God is promising us that there's a new beginning for every one of us. Then, if there's a new beginning, how can I get into a new beginning? How can I connect into a new beginning? There are 12 major keys to connect into this new season of new beginning. Number one is the key of genuine salvation. I told you yesterday. Number two is the key of personal Bible meditation. You must know how to study the Bible and meditate. This book of the law shall not depart out of their mouth, for thou shalt meditate on it day and night, because here is a success. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Three, the key of aggressive prayer lifestyle. You must develop a prayer lifestyle. You must develop a prayer lifestyle that is very aggressive. Number four is the key of aggressive praises. When we finish this broadcast, take your time and begin to praise God. Number five is the key of giving.
You must learn how to give. When you give, things begin to work. It's a principle. When you give, you will receive it back in full, in many folds. Bible says, give and it shall be given. It's a powerful key. It's a powerful key in making sure that new beginning appears. You must learn how to give. That woman gave unto the Lord, and he began to have a new level. Look at that woman. He brought alabaster oil and put it at the feet of Jesus Christ. And the Bible said that Jesus said, this shall be in memory of this woman wherever the gospel is preached. Oh, you can see the power. You can see the power. Look at that very particular woman also who took care of that man called Elisha. She gave out an apartment for that man of God, and things began to work. If you learn how to give, you begin to receive. The woman called the widow of Zarephath gave unto Elijah, and her cruse of oil never run dry. You must learn how to give. Giving is powerful. It's a principle. Number six is the key of complete. Is the key of renewed thinking. Key of renewed thinking. Your thinking must be renewed. You know, the Bible says that do not consider the things of old. Do not bother yourself about that. Then begin to change your thinking. The Bible said in Proverbs 23 verse 7, as a man thinketh in his heart, so it is. Your old thinking pattern must change. If you want a new beginning, your thinking must change. There must be a paradigm shift in your thinking. You will never rise higher than your thinking. You will never go further than your thinking. You will never travel faster than your thinking. Your thinking is a gateway to your life. If your mind cannot conceive it there, your life cannot contain it. You must first embrace it in your mind before you experiencing it in your life. You must first change the way you think. Your thinking pattern must change if you want to experience a new beginning. And number seven is the key of complete obedience. Whatever he has told you to do, do it. Whatever God has instructed you to do, do it. Don't whatever God has told you, do it. And number eight is the key of renewed attitude. Your attitude must be renewed. You must have a positive attitude. The Bible said in Numbers chapter 14 verse 21, that for my servant Caleb, he has a different spirit. He has a different attitude, and he was able to enter into the promised land. I pray for somebody here that every yoke of darkness assigned against your destiny shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. It shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. We are going to stop here right now. If you have not given your life to Jesus, confess your sin. Tell the Lord to show you mercy. Tell the Lord to appear in your situation. Begin to talk to your Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Now we have to pray now and get ready as we pray. Beloved, I am speaking to somebody here right now. God will lift up your hand and promote your destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. Open your mouth and say this power. Village wickedness assigned to limit me, scatter in the name of Jesus. Village wickedness assigned to limit me, scatter in the name of Jesus. Village wickedness assigned to limit me, scatter in Jesus' name. Pray, say every curse operating in the family where I marry from that is affecting my life, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse operating in the family where I marry from that is affecting my life, break, 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 in Jesus' name we pray. Say witchcraft embargo on my destiny, scatter in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft embargo on my destiny, scatter in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft embargo